Welcome back, Hussein. I'm calm, professional female. And before we begin, let's take a moment to frame the air brake system as something more than a collection of tanks, valves, pipes, and gauges. It is a carefully coordinated safety system that allows large commercial vehicles to slow down and stop with control. You may also hear the term air brake confused with air brake, but in vehicle technology, brake is the correct word. Unlike a typical hydraulic braking system, which transmits force through liquid, an air brake system uses compressed air. The engine-driven compressor builds that air supply, reservoirs store it, and control valves direct it when the driver operates the brake pedal. At the wheels, brake chambers convert air pressure into mechanical movement that applies the brakes. Why is this worth understanding? Because air brakes behave differently from ordinary car brakes. Compressed air takes time to travel through the system. Pressure must be built and maintained, and moisture or contamination can cause problems if the system is not properly serviced. Air systems also have important safeguards. When pressure becomes too low, warnings alert the driver, and spring brakes can provide parking and emergency braking functions. These features are valuable, but they do not replace careful inspection or correct driving technique. As we explore the topic, keep one simple chain in mind. Air is created, cleaned and regulated, stored, controlled, and finally converted into braking force. Following that chain makes even a complicated diagram easier to understand. It also helps when identifying faults. A slow pressure build, an air leak, an unusual warning, brake imbalance, or excessive stopping distance may each point toward a different part of the system. This subject matters whether you are preparing to operate a heavy vehicle, studying automotive technology, maintaining equipment, or simply trying to understand how buses and trucks stop safely. The goal is not merely to memorize component names, but to see how pressure, timing, mechanical force, inspection, and driver judgment work together. So, imagine a fully loaded truck moving down the road. From the instant the driver presses the brake pedal, what path does the air follow? And what must happen before braking force reaches the wheels?